Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. This sermon is part of our mission to bless our neighbors to the glory of God. We hope it blesses you. I also like to have a show and tell to share with you as a way of thinking into the scripture reading that we're going to share together. So here is a show and tell. This is my family earlier this week having a drawing lesson from Mo Willems. Grown-ups, if you don't know Mo Willems, ask a kid in your life. They probably do. Mo Willems is a children's book author and illustrator. He made books like the Elephant and Piggy books, or my favorite is Knuffle Bunny. And this week, Mo Willems knew that there were a lot of kids stuck at home. And so he decided to, every day, give a 20-minute drawing lesson on YouTube. So he'll come on and he will teach us how to draw some of our favorite Mo Willems characters. And there is my family having their art lesson for the day from earlier this week. So I'm finding out during this time of social distancing that I'm a big softie. Just thinking about everybody coming together to care for each other during an emergency just chokes me up. And art does, especially in a unique way. I think I'm recognizing in an even bigger way right now how much we need beauty in our lives. Part of that being emotions so close to the surface is just a piece of my stress reaction, to be honest. It doesn't take too much tenderness to break me these days. And it's partly because these days that we're living through right now are clarifying for me. There's so much at stake for so many, and it's easier to see what is important. I'm finding that if it doesn't bring me to the point of tears, it probably isn't worth my while. You all are worth my while. The scripture reading today is about priorities. It's about what's really important, what's worth your while. It's a question about what ultimately matters in God's kingdom. We're with Jesus right now during the final week before his death. He's in Jerusalem, and he's been debating with religious leaders about how the religious leaders are acting and about what is most important in life. And here comes one of the religious leaders. From Mark chapter 12, verses 28 through 44. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another. And seeing that Jesus answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.' There is no other commandment greater than these." Then the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and besides him there is no other. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." After that, no one dared to ask him any question. While Jesus was teaching in the temple, he said, "How can the scribes say that the Messiah is the son of David? David himself, by the Holy Spirit, declared, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.' David himself calls him Lord, so how can he be his son? And the large crowd was listening to him with delight. As he taught, he said, "Beware of the scribes, who like to walk around in long robes, and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at the banquets. They devour widows' houses, and for the sake of appearance say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury, and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people came and put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in 2 small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now, if you are keeping score at home and looking at the reflection questions that were in the written order of worship that went out by email on Friday, I'm most connected this morning to that first reflection question. Jesus answered the scribe with an answer that was right in line with what other Jewish rabbis were saying at the time. What is the most important commandment? What is the first commandment? And it's 2 commandments: to love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. That's the most important 2 commandments. So when Jesus answers the scribe, he's not telling him anything that he probably hasn't heard before. He's not really debating with the scribe. This isn't a debate, and Jesus doesn't win. Everybody knows to love God and to love your neighbor. Even the people who love religious rituals don't really think that religious rituals are ultimately more important to God than how we treat our neighbors. Just like nobody thinks that religious leaders should be able to take advantage of elderly people's commitment to religious institutions in order to enrich themselves. Just like no one should ultimately care if our worship service has to move online in order to prevent the spread of a disease. Only, it's so easy to forget the things that we know. It's so easy to forget the things that really matter. It's easy to forget that during a pandemic, but it's easy to forget that during calmer times as well. Internet ads sometimes think it must be something about my demographics. Internet ads sometimes think that I'm in the market for handguns. I'm not in the market for handguns, but those ads came back this week. I can only assume they came back so strongly this week because those marketers are assuming a connection between the anxiety that we are all feeling on behalf of each other and on behalf of the society around us, that we're feeling that anxiety for ourselves as well. That anxiety can lead us to see each other, to see our neighbors as threats rather than neighbors and beloved siblings in Christ. It's easy to forget. Not so long ago, we were so easily, casually disapproving of celebrity ministers with fancy jets that we knew had been paid for out of the pockets of widows, like that one at the end of the scripture reading. Or there are the simple ways that our religious devotions and our daily habits can insulate us from our neighbors in need. Even the things that we know, we can need to be reminded of. We need to say those things again to ourselves and each other. This may be a time when we need to say those things. This may be a time when we need to say the things that ultimately matter, even if we thought that the other person already knew it. They probably already did, but we may need to say them again. Things like, we depend on each other. Things like, I want to help you if you need it. Things like, I love you. We may need to say things like, hey, take time to eat and breathe and sleep. We may need to say things like, look, the tulips and the daffodils are coming up. We may need to say things like, I'm just calling to say hello. We may need to say, it's okay to feel overwhelmed, or it's okay to feel bored out of your skull. We can pray for medical researchers and policymakers who need to learn new things and come up with new plans in order to face this crisis. But most of us, in most of our life, we need to remember the things we already knew. The things we already knew about loving each other. Things that are so much more important right now. You are right, teacher, the scribe says. You have truly said that God is one and besides him there is no other. And to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. And Jesus sees this as a wise answer. You are not far from the kingdom of God, he says. You are not far from the kingdom of God. In times that reconnect us with what ultimately matters, the kingdom of God may be coming closer to us. I invite you to post in the comments where you see the kingdom of God coming near during these times. Where is the kingdom of God coming near to you during these times that you can see? It may be little things like a published author-illustrator sitting in front of a camera with art and art paper and markers every day. It may be really touching things like the Jewish family who needed to cancel their son's bar mitzvah party, but they kept their contract with the immigrant-owned catering business who would otherwise be out of money. And they hired that catering business not to provide food at the bar mitzvah, but to provide food to others in need, people in quarantine, or others who couldn't get out because of the coronavirus. The kingdom may come near in little mundane things, like the extra errands you run for your neighbors who shouldn't be out. It could be in mundane things like the way that you call to check in on somebody who might feel themselves forgotten otherwise. Perhaps the kingdom of God is coming nearer to us right now. Let us pray. Oh God, we give you thanks for all the ways that your kingdom is breaking into the world. And we give you extra thanks today for the ways that we would expect your kingdom to be present in the world. Those ways that are perhaps more surprising to us right now, that are so much more valuable to us right now. Make us instruments of your kingdom. Make us signs of your presence in this world. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.